those of us of a certain vintage remember that coming-of-age TV show, The Wonder Years. Fred Savage as Kevin Arnold, just brilliant. Well, this week, ABC revamped it.
Growing up, Mom and Dad gave me the police talk about how to handle yourself around cops. There was a presidential election that created a racial divide, and there was a flu pandemic that they said would kill a million people around the world. But it was 1968. And that's the state our country was in.
And that is Don Cheadle narrating the opening of the Wonder Years reboot, the new one. It puts a black family at its center. And for more on this, we're joined by NPR TV critic Eric Deggans. Hey, Eric.
Hey.
Okay, Wonder Years 2.0 has the same framing, the same time period growing up in the late 60s. But of course, this was a very different time for black families than white families, yeah?
Well, I mean, what's interesting about the Wonder Years and the what ABC is doing with it now is that it was very different for black families, but in many ways it wasn't all that different. And what this Wonder Years reboot does is balance the universality of what all 12-year-olds are going through when they're approaching puberty and they're having their first crushes, they're playing Little League and they're worried that they're not particularly good at sports, but they still have to do it. You know, so there's all that stuff. Yeah. But on top of that, you get this sense of sort of the larger seismic events that were affecting black people at the time, including riots over civil rights issues and the death of icons like Malcolm X and Martin Luther King Jr. So we have a clip where the young guy, Dean, is sort of arguing with his father because he wants his Little League team, which is mostly black, to play against his friend's Little League team, which is all white, and they have a bit of an argument about it. Here, check it out.
Mama! Tell Coach we should play a scrimmage game against Brad's team.
Brad's asking his dad, too.
Why would you want to play with a bunch of white boys?
Exactly.
Why does that matter?
Oh, it doesn't to us. But trust me, it will to them.
How do you know if you don't try? Isn't that what you're always telling me?
Even in that little bit there, you can hear that there's sort of a classic, you know, conflict between father and son wanting to do something that dad is disapproving of. But at the heart of it is dad knows something about how black folks and white folks relate to each other at that time that the son doesn't. And as somebody, you know, I'm a little bit younger than this character. I was 3 or 4 years old when this is happening. But I remember making those transitions myself. And so this pilot felt very accurate and kind of authentic to me because it reflected some of the things that I had to learn when I was growing up.
Now, Eric, what's your sense of how well this show might hold up compared to the original Wonder Years? Of course, you know, some of the characters, the worldviews, of course, that the family that it's profiling are quite different. The original one won a load of Emmys, and to many it was breakthrough television.
Yeah, I think this one is going to have an uphill battle. Number one, there's a lot of cynicism about taking a concept that originally featured white characters and recasting it with black people. But I think they did a great job. Now, you know, trying to replicate the lightning in a bottle of a classic hit like The Wonder Years is, I think, is a tall order. The ratings for the first episode weren't amazing, but the cast is really great. And Fred Savage from The Wonder Years directed the pilot. So so they have the blessing of the guy who was the star of the original show. So hopefully it'll be a slow build is what I think. If they keep producing episodes like the pilot, I think they will definitely make an impact.
Okay, new topic. Late night comedy had a big night this week. They call it Climate Night. Here's Jimmy Kimmel's opening monologue on Wednesday.
Tonight, we're teaming up with all the other late-night shows to talk about climate change and the coming apocalypse that will follow if we continue to do nothing about it. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a really fun night. And don't even think about switching to another show. We're all focused on this topic tonight. You can't escape. It's basically an intervention.
Basically an intervention. Okay, Eric, liberal comedians preaching to a liberal audience about climate change. I mean, that's kind of an easy one, isn't it?
I mean, you know, they're getting some media attention because there were 8 shows that were involved in this, shows from Full Frontal with Samantha Bee to Jimmy Kimmel to Late Show with James Corden. But I think ultimately what this did was highlight a central challenge that all the late night hosts have, which is that you know, people watch them because often they already agree with their political viewpoints. Ultimately, they are preaching to the choir, and I hope that they go beyond this, that this is a first step, because ultimately, Cracking Jokes and Late Night can raise awareness, but you really need to get the public to leverage their opinion to force legislators to act. And I'm not sure that's going to happen if all they do is speak to the audience that's already watching them.
All right, NPR's TV critic, Eric Deggans. Eric, thanks as always.
All right, thanks for having me.